You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and just like last week, I'm joined again by Ross Briley. Ross, good to see you again. Good week.
Is it or has it been? Well, I suppose it's been all right. Yeah, it's been all right. It's just, well, a little bit. It's the calm before the storm, isn't it? So we don't want to get carried away. I'm just trying to keep things steady before next week.
Are you looking forward to the festival?
No, it's terrible, isn't it? yeah, finally, just give us some good racing. How long has it been? I mean, we've had 2 or 3 days in weeks and weeks. You know, we've got prize money protests. We've had equine flu. We've had 20-degree summer days. I've no idea what's going on. It's all over the place. I just want something exciting that I know what's happening. Cheltenham, it can't come soon enough.
What are your favourite races at the Cheltenham Festival then?
Personally, I mean, in terms of, I like the novice events because I like to be on the right side of potential. I like to spot those horses and enjoy those horses who are taking a step up into the big leagues. The crowning of champions often bores me. It depends what kind of race it is. I mean, the Gold Cup this year is an absolute blinder because it's impossible to predict. There's 9, maybe 10 horses that if they won, you'd go, fair enough, I could have seen that coming. Often, you know, it's 2 or 3 battling it out. The likes of your Altior, and as much as he is exciting to watch, to me, that it doesn't do that much for me. The novice events and... I'm intrigued to see if Apple's Jade in the champion hurdle, if she finally turns up, because that's the kind of thing that I want to see. I want to see horses trying something new, doing something different, taking their careers to a new level. That's what I want to see.
So in the champion hurdle then, let's just say Bouvardet versus Apple's Jade, which one would you say'd win?
Oh, Apple's Jade, absolutely, yeah. I think, she loves the track. She stays further. She's a proper jumping machine. Bouvardet is one of those horses that I always think it's impossible to warm to personally, because he pops up once a year and wins a good race and then disappears a little bit. Also, his champion hurdles that he's won haven't been that great, really. Apart from Footpad, are there any decent horses, like properly decent horses he's beaten? I mean, beating Melon, come on. Is that... you know, world-class form. So it'd be interesting to see if your Apple's Jade and your Lorena's and your Sharjahs as well. There's a real Irish challenge this year, so I think he's got his work cut out. But Apple's Jade for me is one of the most exciting horses of the week.
And what's the nap of the week as well?
Paisley Park.
Okay.
For me. Again, if it was different connections, different trainer, different owner even, I think people would be getting more excited about it. When Thistlecrack won the Stayers Hurdle, he came into it off a very similar profile, similar RPRs, similar distances that he'd beaten his rivals, and people were a lot more excited and on his side. I think Paisley Park's just as good, and he should be odds on. And it's a weak division as well, so I think I'd be very disappointed if Paisley Park doesn't win the Stayers Hurdle. Just everything looks primed for a huge run.
And put you slightly on the spot here, is there anything that's a bit of a price which you may have looked at in any race and think, well, that's quite a big price for that horse?
A couple of horses interest me. Classical Dream for Willie Mullins, who's in the Supreme Novices, but also the Ballymore. Beat Aramon last time out. I just thought it was a really gritty performance that I thought had Cheltenham written all over it. And Culture de Civil in the Potemps as well for Nick Williams. He always has one every festival. Finished 5th at Exeter in a qualifier last time out. Had absolutely no chance. until rattling home to finish fifth. So that was a real eye-catching run. So yeah, those two would interest me a little bit at bigger prices.
And looking ahead to Friday's action, which you can hear on William Hill Racing Radio, what are your two selections going to be? I believe you've chosen all-weather action for us.
Well, yeah, because the jump section, you know, Leicester's a pretty poor card, and Sandown is the kind of card that I don't really want to get stuck into. So apart from that, we've got three all-weather meetings. So that's what we're focusing on. The boycott continues to an extent at Lingfield on Friday, which means the 0-75 mile handicap at 2:10 only has four runners. You've got Majestic Moon, who likes the Fibre Sand. Zapatiado, who's come off the back of 116 days off the track. Divine Messenger, who's a bit of a frustrating customer. So I think Choral Music's interesting for John Long and Rob Hornby. A very consistent handicapper. Used to be with Johnny Portman, won his first start for New Connections. Usually races over at Kempton, but he has won his one and only start here over seven furlongs. Apart from Chelmsford, he ran a shocker at Chelmsford. Every other run has been rock solid. I think he's the one to beat in the 2:10. But Divine Messenger is likely to be favourite, so you'll probably get a bigger price.
And what's your second selection, please?
Dundalk, the 5:45, a rare Irish claimer. Got a few horses in here who've got plenty of ability at this track. Annabelle's Rock, Instantaneous is a little bit interesting for Andrew McNamara, and De La Tour for Joe Lyons. But the one to beat is Vagar for Joseph and Donica O'Brien. This horse I fancied last week in a handicap, but of course it was abandoned due to tragic circumstances at the track. But three rock-solid runs, second to Eagle Song, then when it's maiden, and then the third to Bow Warrior in a red-hot handicap with Call For Me back in second. That is as good a form as you're going to get. A little bit surprising to see him dropped into this company, to be fair, but it's getting to that time of year where chances are slim for a horse of this nature, so they're probably looking at it. It's $6,500 to the winner, so it's a bad race. Why not?
Absolutely brilliant. Well, Ross, great to work with you again here on the podcast, and thank you very much for your selections as well.
Thanks, Bobby. Have a nice weekend, won't you?
You too, Ross. Don't forget to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Friday. John Gibby, Ross Briley's back as well, and also Kevin O'Malley, taking you through all the afternoon and evening's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.